working in the front yard. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Working in the front yard. Ah, yes. We all like to work in the front yard. We all like to work in the side yard. We like to work around our house because we love our house. We love our property. We love that which we live in. And we like to keep it tidy. We like to keep it orderly. We like to live in a happy house, in a happy relationship to ourselves and the world. And the only way we can do this is when we keep it in order. Now, working in the front yard is something that can have several aspects to it. One, when we work in the front yard, we love to have our house looking beautiful for the neighbors who go by, and for us when we come home from work or when we come to our own house, we like to have the front yard looking lovely. Some people are very persnickety about it. They want to keep it very, very, very special, and other people are very casual about it. They want to just keep it in order and keep the grass mowed and keep the flower areas dug up a little bit and made a little bit attractive, look like you care about it, getting the weeds out. And then there are other people who don't do it for themselves. They do it for others. They say, well, what would the neighbors think if we didn't keep the weeds out of our garden bed? What would the neighbors think if we didn't mow our lawn? What would the neighbors think if this or that? Well, you know a lot of people who do not care what the neighbors think whatsoever. You look at their yard, their front yard, you look at their sidewalk, you look at their house in the front, and you think to yourself, they really don't want to be in a neighborhood that has attractive homes. They should really have a home in a neighborhood where the homes are unattractive, where people live in unattractive homes. But you see, why is it that we move into a neighborhood that has attractive homes? Because that's truly what we have in our heart. Now, if we were doing this for our neighbors, if we were doing this for others, if we were doing this because we wanted other people to enjoy our beautiful front yard, then, of course, we would do our utmost to keep it in good shape, keep the house painted, keep the porch and the stairs and the sidewalk all swept beautifully, keep the grass mowed lovely, and keep the gardens with fresh plants in them. Even when the plants don't do too well, go out and get some fresh ones and put them in there, dig in some fertilizer, and make it nice. And then there are people who like working in the front yard because the front yard is what they show to the world. And they don't care whether the neighbors think, hey, what are you working in your front yard for? Can't you afford to have a gardener? What are you working in your front yard for? Why don't you hire the neighborhood kid to come over and mow your lawn? What are you working in your front yard for? Why are you doing this? We have a very lovely student, Aline Côté. She lives in Canada, and she has a beautiful yard. Well, she and her sisters have all enjoyed this beautiful house that they bought, and this beautiful house had a lovely carpet in it. They took it out and kept just a hardwood floor because they like hardwood floor. And their yard they keep just minusculely cleaned and perfect and beautiful because they love it that way. And the girls were off on a skiing trip one time, and when they came back from their skiing trip, their yard might have been overgrown. Not exceedingly, but just a week or so. And so, what happened? They came home and their yard was neatly clipped, beautifully cut. And the girls were just beside themselves. They said, how lovely, how very lovely. And then the neighbor knocked on the door and said, hello, did you have a good skiing trip? Oh, yes, it was wonderful. I hope you don't mind, but I was mowing my lawn and I felt so full of energy, I felt I'd come over and mow yours too. It just was a delight to do mine and do yours. And in fact, I did another one down the street too, but it's just such a lovely thing for me to be able to do that. And I have such nice equipment and it's fun to do it, you know. You don't mind, do you? Oh, no, we don't mind, but please let us pay you. No, no. If you pay me, it's no fun. You got a point there. I did it because I love you, and I did it because I like my neighborhood looking beautifully, and I like every house in our neighborhood to have the sparkling lawn that you are usually keeping yours, but you were off on a long vacation there skiing, and the grass just grew. It was a little rainy season, so it just grew and grew and grew. Oh, that's all right. You don't need to explain. And Aline and her sisters were just so delighted. They knew they had wonderful neighbors because they were wonderful neighbors. And they knew that they had wonderful people in their area because they are wonderful people. And here they are, several ladies living alone and in this very busy area. And they never felt sad or never felt unsafe. And right in their backyard, there's a fence, and then there's in the backyard is a great big park. And in this park, all the dogs go for a walk with their masters, and all the children love to go out and play. And it's a beautiful, lovely place to have a home. Well, that's where they have theirs. And then they walk out their front door, and they go down a block or two, and there is the great river. The great river that runs through, I believe it's whatever the name of the city is. It runs through their little city, and it is just beautiful, Beloy. And it is wonderful because there they have so many areas of life. They go see the river and it's very like being out in the country, very casual. And then they see the railroad tracks going over the river, delivering products all around the world. And they walk around the block, and as they walk around the block, the neighbors are all so friendly. Good morning, hello, how are you? Because it's a beautiful, friendly neighborhood. Because they like to be out in their front yard. They really enjoy working in the front yard. And they don't think anything about it when the neighbor comes by and says, well, how are you doing? Why are you getting your hands down in that grubby soil? Why are you pushing your lawnmower? Why are you they don't say that. They say, you certainly keep your yard beautiful. You certainly keep your yard as a reflection of that harmony and that peace and that love that goes on inside of you. Yes, it's good to have you as a neighbor. Because you care about yourself, you care about your property, and you care about life. And it makes it such a joy to live in your neighborhood. And you know, that's the way people look at us. And that's the way we look at the world. The world is our neighborhood. The world is our front yard. If we throw trash out of the car into the street, let the street cleaner pick it up, we're being discourteous. We're making extra work for the street cleaner. Now, true, the street cleaner has to have something to do, but it can pick up the leaves, it can pick up the dirt and the things that are natural to the area without having the unnatural things that we drop. In our front yard, if anybody accidentally drops some paper, some chewing gum wrappers or something, we go out and we pick them up lovingly. Not, oh dear, who messed up my front yard? We just do it lovingly because we always are keeping everything in order. We're not like the housewife who, when she had smokers who came into her house, and every time they would light a cigarette or they'd flick off an ash, she'd immediately take the ashtray and empty it and bring it back. Now that's a little overkill. But when things fall into our front yard, are we ready to go out and pick it up with love? Not feeling that someone has done us a dastardly deed, but just with love. When we can do everything that we do in our life, just with love. When we can do everything we do in our life from our heart and from that spiritual beingness within us that says, everything is good and very good. When we can do it in that manner, then working in the front yard is what we do at all times. Because our front yard is an extension of ourself. Our front yard is what we show outwardly. And I was saying the other day, if the Queen were to walk into a room, everyone would immediately be aware that she's the Queen, and they would immediately respect her presence. And we had another dear friend, Peggy Carter. She's a very wealthy lady I had ridden fox and hounds with her in Minneapolis, where she and her husband had a large estate, and finally they sold it and moved to Moscow, Tennessee, and a few other places where they raise horses, and now they're in New Zealand. And she's just made her 83rd birthday, I believe it was, and she bought herself a new stallion for her birthday, because she loves to ride horseback. But whenever Peggy walks into a room, everyone turns to Peggy. Now, of course, she makes this happen, but everyone turns to Peggy, and everyone recognizes her and realizes that she is there because she likes herself, and she believes that she is a wonderful lady, and she is. And everyone respects her because she respects herself. Well, this is what it's like when we're working in the front yard. We respect ourselves, and everyone likes us because we respect ourselves. When you walk in a room, does everyone recognize that there's a new presence there of great wonder and beauty? Or does everyone treat you just as a non-entity? Well, that's the way you keep up your front yard. So, from this day on, let's keep up our front yard that we are the beautiful Peggy Carter. We are the queen. We are a person of consequence. And our life shows it. Our front yard shows it. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.